First case is 96-876, Gallia County Veteran Service Commission versus Gallia County Board of County Commissioners. Mr. Kaplan.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. My name is Andrew Kaplan, counsel for the Ohio State Association of Veteran Service Commissions, amicus curiae, urging reversal in this case. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes of time for rebuttal, which will be conducted by Mr. Brown, who represents the Gallia County Veteran Service Commission. Members of the court, the question presented in this case is whether under the 1994 amendment to revised code section 5901.11, county commissioners have the power to reduce a lawfully submitted Veteran Service Commission budget. In short, we maintain that they do not, that the 1994 amendment deleting the words "and revise" from the statute following this court's decision in the Pickaway County case in 1991 was intended to return budgetary discretion to the Veteran Service Commissions where it had resided for over 100 years prior to the 1988 amendment to the statute.
Counsel.
The statute specifically says that the commission shall prepare and submit to the commissioners, and the commissioners which may review the proposed budget. Does the authority to review include the authority to determine amount?
Respectfully, Your Honor, we would submit that it does not.
Why?
Because the power to review is a meaningful power in and of itself. In this case, it is our position that the power to review includes the power to review for lawfulness of the budget, and there are various budgeting requirements which must be met, including those set forth in section 5705.28C, including the itemization requirement in 5901.11, including numerous other requirements for the lawfulness of the budget. Also, for the review of the budget to ensure that there is not an abuse of the discretion that we believe the legislature returned to the Veterans Service Commissions in this statute.
Would you then turn the commissioner's responsibility or authority only to one of a perfunctory review?
I think it is not a perfunctory review. It's not simply a review to determine that the budget proposal is within the statutory millage.
I mean, anybody can read to see if it complies with the statute for the submission dates and all of that. Doesn't review have implicit in it an authority to consider as well as a rubber stamp?
We would submit that it includes a consideration as to abuse of discretion, but not as to the discretion to revise a lawfully submitted budget. And that was the law of Ohio for over 100 years, save a two-week period in 1887. This legislation dates back to shortly after the Civil War.
If we are to accept your argument, then why would the General Assembly provide for a hearing?
Your Honor, I think that there is good reason for a hearing, for two reasons. One reason why a hearing can be useful in this process is that if, as in the Sometco case, which we cited to the court, it's a 1971 Court of Appeals decision from Lucas County, if the Veterans Service Commission doesn't do its job and submits an arbitrary budget with an arbitrary amount that doesn't reflect the effort that is required to attempt to determine in advance for budgeting purposes what the needs of indigent veterans and their families will be, if a budget like that is submitted and the county commissioners review that budget, see that it is an arbitrary budget or otherwise unlawful budget, and do not appropriate either the amount requested or the full amount requested, then the statute provides that the Veterans Service Commissions can request a hearing and these issues can be addressed in a hearing. It doesn't say that it's a hearing at which a decision will be made, but it's an opportunity for the parties to come together in an attempt to resolve any differences that they may have, to avoid litigation, hopefully, to avoid the situation we have right here in this case, and to avoid the situation as existed in the Sometco case, where they had to go straight to court because there was no hearing process within the statute.
Well, then can the commission, can they revise anything they want except the amount of the appropriation?
The county commissioners?
At the hearing.
At the hearing, it's our view that the county commissioners would have to conclude that there is an abuse of discretion on the part of the Veterans Service Commission in order to complete that hearing without agreement and refuse to fund. Then the Veteran Service Commissions would bring an action in mandamus, and we'd be where we are today if the parties can't resolve the dispute. But this hearing process provides the opportunity to avoid litigation where the statute before did not.
New statute, would they cut the amount requested fairly regularly?
Your Honor, I think that it happened on a number of occasions, yes. Prior to 1988, there was no discretion to cut. The only period during which there was discretion to cut, other than a two-week period in 1887, was between 1988 and 1994, right, when the statute was amended. And the county commissioners would, indeed, as they did in this case, cut the budget. In this case, however, the stipulated facts, and as the Court of Appeals opinion reflects, the Veterans Service Commission didn't ask for the statutory maximum, and the concern that has been expressed by the county commissioners is that somehow veterans will abuse the discretion that was vested in them with the special public trust placed in them after the Civil War and this legislation, will somehow abuse that discretion. If they do, we have a Sometco-like case, or we have a hearing and possible litigation like this. But in this case, the veterans did not ask for the full statutory millage, either in their original or their amended budget proposal.
So what would be included, counsel, in your view that there is an ability to review for, and your term was an arbitrary budget within the abuse of discretion kind of standard? What factors go into that? Because I'm not really seeing the distinction if there is an ability for the commission to revise. Isn't that the same thing you're talking about, finding it arbitrary?
I think not, Your Honor. To vest discretion in the county commissioners to revise a lawfully submitted budget would enable county commissioners, not in an abuse of discretion approach, but rather in perhaps a balancing among the county commissioners of the needs of various agencies, to choose to allot lesser amounts of money to a Veterans Service Commission because of various other factors that may have nothing to do with the needs of veterans in a particular county.
So assessing just the budget, not as a comparison or an evaluation with other budget factors.
That's correct. But in addition to that, if there was an abuse of discretion in the opinion of the county commissioners, if the budget in the county commissioner's opinion was an arbitrarily submitted budget.
Such as? What does that mean?
A decision to pay the veteran service officer a $200,000 salary.
Okay.
A decision to appropriate an inordinate amount of money, five times what the county perhaps might have required for the assistance of needy veterans and their families in the previous year, with no explanation for that.
And wouldn't that somewhat require an evaluation of other budget factors in the county, that we don't pay anybody else $200,000? I mean, isn't that part and parcel of it? Look at salaries, for instance?
I think perhaps to some extent, but the distinction that I think is important here and is borne out by the case law is, where does the burden to establish an abuse of discretion lie? If, as we submit, the legislature intended to return budgetary discretion to the Veterans Service Commissions, and if the county commissioners think that the budget is arbitrary or unlawful, then the burden would be on the county commissioners to establish an abuse of discretion. And that probably, if they held fast to their view, that the dispute might not be resolved in a hearing process, which is provided for in the 94 legislation. But if the matter came to court then, the burden to establish an abuse of discretion would be on the county commissioners, because discretion would have been vested by the legislature in the Veterans Service Commission itself.
Let's get to the case law for a minute, the Pickaway County case. Would it be your position that Pickaway County would have been decided differently by us absent the word revise?
Absent the word revise, I would suggest to the court respectfully that it would have been decided differently.
That's the only difference between that and this case, isn't it?
There actually are some other differences in the legislation.
But pertinent to this argument? Why shouldn't we just follow Pickaway County and say that we thought that revise and renew and review were words of similar import?
Okay. Your Honor, if the power to review includes the power to revise, if the terms are synonymous, then the court would have to presume that the legislature repeatedly enacts redundant legislation, because there
That's
are
not
numerous...
a revelation to you, is it?
Well, perhaps not, but there is a purposeful intent, I think, to the removal of and revise in this statute, 590111, when you consider that in the same House bill in 1994, the legislature in section 59.02K gave to the Veterans Advisory Board in the same legislation the power to review and revise. Now, why they would choose to delete, take the affirmative step of deleting the words and revise from 590111 and in the same legislation give the power to review and revise to the Veterans Advisory Board, I fail to see how that could happen without some purposeful intent on the legislature's part.
We don't have legislative history in Ohio, but you have a legislative review by the Legislative Service Commission. What did they say this bill was supposed to do?
The Legislative Service Commission said it was ambiguous. And here we are trying to interpret the legislature's intent. But I would remind the court on the issue of redundant legislation that the court stated in the East Ohio Gas case in 1988 that words and statutes, and I quote, should not be presumed to be redundant. And so that is one of the rules of statutory construction that we apply in this case.
I'm having trouble, I guess, as Justice Cook, in finding what is the difference between reviewing and giving approval versus reviewing for arbitrary or abuse of discretion. I mean, there's no definite standard. For example, Franklin County has a 0.5 mil tax, which gives them $8 million available. They only ask for $1.5 million. If they were to come in the next year and say, we want $5 million instead of $1 million because we want to put a new program in for our veterans, what I'm hearing you say is that Franklin County would have to give them that $5 million, correct?
Franklin County would have to give them that $5 million unless they could sustain the burden of proving an abuse of discretion or that the budget was unlawful if the matter came before the court. But I think we're presuming that the veterans are going to come in and request an inordinate amount of funds when they had this discretion for 100 years, and if they had been abusing that discretion.
But what if they got a whole new board in that said, we aren't doing nearly enough for our veterans, and we have all this money available, and we're spending a fraction of it, we ought to be doing more. I mean, you're talking about some very fluid standards here that are difficult for me to get a handle on.
I think, Your Honor, that puts the cart before the horse. Their job, statutorily, is to go out and determine what the needs are in the community first and then come up with a proposed budget that meets those needs, not to say what is 5/10 of a mil in our county amount to and how much and what can we do with that money and what can we do with the rest of the money. You know, what the Veterans Service Commissions do, if they request additional monies or if they're approved additional monies beyond that which they need, they return that money. That's what happens. But I would suggest to the court again that while it may be somewhat of a fine distinction, there's actually a significant distinction between a Veterans Service Commission having discretion, as they had for over 100 years, over their budgets to do the right thing. People who have served their country, who don't want to bankrupt their counties but do want to fulfill their statutory mandate, to serve the needs of the veterans in their communities, to ask for an appropriate sum within the statutory millage, and only in the event of an abuse of discretion, as in the Sometco case, as the court recognized even applies to the courts, in the Durkin case, where they're entitled mandatorily by statute to the funds that they propose, but they can't abuse their discretion either, the same ought to apply here.
So you're basically asking us to take the words of the statute of review and approve and write out a definition of some standard of review. So you're wanting us really to add something to the statute as to what review and approve means, because you are telling them there are some cases where they can say no.
Again, I'm suggesting that it is inherent. I'm suggesting that nothing needs to be written, but that it is inherent in the law. Anytime any agency or anybody has discretion, including the county commissioners, if the court should so find that despite the deletion of their power to revise, they retain discretion over Veterans Service Commission budgets, the courts, any agency, county commissioners, is subject by law to an abuse of discretion standard if they're vested with discretion, and it doesn't require additional legislation or additional definitions of review in the law.
When was revised inserted in the statute?
1988, Your Honor. The power to review and revise.
Before 1988, the statute did not contain revise.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And it was then eliminated in the recent legislation again, revise.
Yes, that's correct.
So it was only in there for about 8 years or something.
1988 to 1994, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes. If I may, and I do see the red light is on, I was going to yield a minute to Mr. Moses, who represents Appellants Lynch and Swords. I would ask the court's indulgence if we may.
One minute, Mr. Moses.
Thank you.
May it please the court, I represent the appellant employees who were laid off and or reduced in salary because of the disapproval of funds by the county commissioners to the Veterans Service Commission. As Justice Sweeney pointed out, there was only a brief period in time, the history of the legislation, where the word revised existed in the legislation and the powers of the county commissioners. So what occurred during that time period, I'd submit to you that the occurrence of the Persian Gulf conflict is something that the court would want to take notice of, and that the veterans lobbied the legislature to increase their ability to address their concerns. The authority of the Veterans Service Commission was clearly enhanced by the recitation of powers in 5911.03c, 5901.03. And I would submit to you that the county commissioner's option here is to lobby the legislature and change the legislation once again to, if they want to obtain the authority that they now seek, that is to revise the budget submitted by the Veterans Service Commission, and not to do it through the intervention of this court. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moses. Mr. Hurst.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Rufus Hurst. I represent Gallia County Commissioners, appellee in this case. Revised Code 5901.11 exists to provide services and benefits to qualified individuals. Since 1862, there have been various legislative attempts which have purported to provide this support. By my count, there have been 9 versions of this legislation leading up to the 1953 version, and 11 versions to date. This court was called upon to construe 5901.11 in State Ex Rel Bender versus Board of County Commissioners, which at the time, in 1962, and at that time, the 1953 version of the statute was in effect. The language of the statute at that time required that the commissioners, the Veteran Services Commissions, shall certify the amount that they need, and that the Board of County Commissioners shall make the necessary levy not to exceed 0.5 mil. This court found that that was a mandatory duty to provide the sum certified. The 1953 version remained in effect until 1988. In 1988, 5901.11 was revised to grant the Board of Commissioners the discretion to review and revise. In the Veterans Service Office versus Pickaway County case, this court found that the Board of County Commissioners had the discretion to review, revise, and appropriate the amount that the board approves.
And then the legislation was changed.
That's correct.
After our opinion, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
To delete the word revise. What meaning do we give to the legislative action if it is not to assume that their deletion of the word revise was intended to eliminate that authority in the county commissioners, that is to revise the budget?
Mr. Chief Justice, there are 3 distinct reasons why the deletion of the word revise does not change the meaning of the statute or the application of the Pickaway County case. Number 1, And as noted by the Court of Appeals, the deletion of the word revise was not the only change in this statute.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Frankly, I didn't follow that. So what? I mean, so okay. There was a bill in which the General Assembly changed parts of the statute, but the one that we're interested in is the fact that the General Assembly deleted the word revised after this court said that the county commissioners had the authority to revise a budget.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But in 5901.11 itself, that was not the only change
right.
made.
Right.
Specifically, there is the addition of the word proposed as modifying the word budget, which was not present before. That now is in the phrase review the proposed budget, along with the addition of language providing for a hearing of the budget request. We're dealing with proposed budgets and budget requests. Number two, the continued presence of the phrase probable amount necessary and the continuation of the phrase to raise the amount that the board approves. Number three, the addition of a hearing process, which if requested, must occur prior to the board's adoption of a permanent appropriation.
But counsel, it's true what you say, those other words are in there and they would suggest that there is some ability to revise. On the other hand, revise is a pointed choice of words, isn't it? And that was deleted. What do you say about that? What would motivate a legislature to mean the same thing, but now we're going to take out that really direct word and we're going to put some other ones that somebody might believe means the same thing?
Your Honor, I admittedly don't have a great deal of expertise on legislative thought process, but I'd submit to this court that the word revise, once you have inserted the word proposed in front of budget, becomes superfluous. That you, when one is dealing with proposals and proposed budgets, I mean,
I'm just looking for a meaning. You know, if we're trying to have these things make some sense, and if the legislature, the General Assembly continued to believe that a revision was within the powers of the Board of County Commissioners, why would this new language be used to state the same thing? Because that's the argument that you pose, that it really, that change was fairly meaningless in terms of the subject we have at hand, and that is the revision or change or approval of a budget.
Appellee would submit to the court that the statute doesn't make any sense if there is no authority to revise a proposal or a request. If you cease to have the ability to revise a proposal or request, it ceases to be a request. It becomes a
yeah.
sum certified.
I think your argument, I understand your argument, that it's is essentially the same thing.
Yes.
But nevertheless, they changed it.
Yes, ma'am, they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Counselor, in your opening remarks to us, and concur with Justice Cook, looking at these words that we have to really interpret. And in your opening remarks, when you were detailing the history of the legislation, I noted that you said, and then in 1959, the legislation was revised. You didn't say mm-hmm. amended. You said it was revised. That must have meant something to you, using the word revised as opposed to amended.
It was changed. I don't know if that's a bad choice of words or not, Your Honor.
Well.
But clearly the legislation has gone through a number of changes.
Revisions. Revisions.
Right. 11.
So the word revised is a word of art.
I would accept that.
If it's a word of art, the deletion of it has to be an artistic work.
Uh, That presupposes, Your Honor, that there is only one way to say the same thing, and Appley would not accept that. It must be remembered that proposed budget did not occur in the previous versions of the statute, and that it was a budget request did not occur in the previous versions of the statute.
Nor does the statute as it's now written say the county commissioners may not revise. I mean, I guess that's partly your argument, that if it was, we could say it the other way. If it were meant to be that it was a hands-off, I suppose the legislature could have done a better job in making that clear.
Ultimately, Appley would take the position that the legislature knew what they were doing, and that if, in fact, the legislature of this state wanted to remove the discretion of the commissioners and wanted to return to a situation where the Veterans Service Commission was to receive the funds that they requested, they had before them the 1953 version of this statute, and it would have been very easy for them to return to what is commonly known as the certification model.
Did the 53 version use the word review?
The 53 version stated that the commission shall certify to the Board of County Commissioners, which shall make the necessary levy. There was no review process.
There was no process at all.
No.
I'm having a hard time determining what the commissioner's role is at all
in
this matter. If review means just look at, for example, do the commissioners look at this budget and have an opportunity to say, well, you're spending too much for this program and not enough for that program, within the concept of where the parties are at this point? In other words, if you left the big number, the bottom line number alone, do the parties agree that the commissioners could look at what's proposed and say, we'd like to see more emphasis in direct aid, less staffing, and this is how we feel the money should be spent in the future?
No. No. The commissioner's review is limited to the budget. The Veterans Service Commission has always had the authority to employ its staff, fix its internal structure.
The only thing that the commissioners do is look at the bottom line number.
That's correct, Your Honor. They do. The commissioners have no authority over the internal operation management of a Veterans Service Commission.
Well, how is that even a meaningful review then, the budget?
The budget review becomes meaningful. I mean, if we look at the fact that
say they decided to spend it all on salaries and give no direct assistance, and the citizens were coming in and saying, wait a minute, you know, the purpose of this is to help out veterans in need. They're going to conventions.
Then someone ought to sue them.
And doing all of these things. And your position is that even what you're arguing for would not give the commissioners the latitude to say, see here.
That's correct, Your Honor. The county commissioners do not have the authority to insert themselves into the operational matters of the Veterans Service Commission.
But I thought that's what a budget review would be, is you're spending in various categories.
The budget that the Veterans Services Commission submits that results in an approval pursuant to set forth in the statute. One of those is the It is pursuant to revised code 570505, which makes this budgetary process part of the general levy for current operating expenses. It's the inside millage of the county. The review is meaningful and critical to the extent that it becomes a part of the general levy for current operating expenses. But the county commissioners has as much authority over the internal operations of the Veterans Services Commission as they do over any other agency who receives their funds from the current levy for operating expenses. No more, no less.
So when the county commissioners review the clerk of court's budget or the common pleas budget or any of those other things, they're not looking line by line. They just look at the bottom line number.
We get into a lot of trouble when we start talking about reviewing of a court's budget.
Let's pick another example.
Any other
understatement
example
you want to give us? Let's say the county recorder's budget or the.
It's the same budgetary process. It's a give and take. Pursuant to 5705.28, the Veterans Services. Yeah,
but you are sitting there saying, well, I understand you need computers, but do you need as.
Sure, there's a give and take process as a part of the general operating budget.
Okay, and that doesn't occur with respect to this agency?
Sure it does. It does under the operation of the statute because they must submit their budget request pursuant 5705.28 just like any other agency who receives their funds from the current levy for operating expenses. It's a part of that inside millage. They are on equal footing too. But there is no expression or a desire to make them superior to anyone else. It's a question. There were some comments made about the importance of this, and we should take note of what some of these veterans have done. This is not a case about gratitude. There's no question of that. This is a question about resource allocation and accountability and a review of the budget consistent therewith. That's what this case is about. And the county commissioners must have that authority. Otherwise, entire sections of the statute make no sense.
Mr. Hurst, your light's on, but I have a question for that. I think it relates to this line of questioning. The stipulations indicate that the Veterans Service Commission submitted a budget originally of $206,816, and that was a proposed budget. That was revised to $168,000 approximately. What do we know? How that happened? Was that a result of the review by the county commissioners? This sort of
some initial give and take and review process resulted in the Veterans Services submitting a modified.
So there is budget. there really is some. Not pressure, but there certainly is some responsibility on the part of the service commission to be responsible. After all, they operate in the public sector, and I guess the county commissioners could make them look pretty bad if they wanted to, if they submitted a budget that was really not responsible. Could they not? Isn't that what review can mean without the right to reject?
There is no statement by the appellee that Veterans Services Commissions in this state do not behave responsibly, that they do not engage in give and take. But ultimately, there has to be a position where the buck stops here. Someone needs to make these difficult budgetary allocations decisions given the overall amount of money available within the inside millage. As a general proposition, it is elected officials who make those decisions as to how the people's money is to be spent.
I guess we wouldn't disagree with you, but to pick up on what Mr. Moses said, it does seem just looking at how we usually analyze statutes, that a Supreme Court case, a change in the statute that seems to be in direct response to the Supreme Court case, is this not a case where there was very effective lobbying by the veterans? I mean, sure, the county commissioners usually have the authority to reject, but Here, for some reason, the legislation seems to say they don't have that authority. This is just a question of they won in the General Assembly, and they can lose if they are not responsible with this authority that they have.
If they won in the General Assembly, Mr. Chief Justice, the General Assembly played a nasty trick on everyone because they modified the word budget with proposal. They made the hearing a request for a hearing. They made the discussion purposes of that hearing the budget request. And then they left in, right in the middle of it, the statement that the amount that is going to be levied is the amount that the Board of County Commissioners approves, not the amount that of the requested budget.
But they eliminated revised.
They eliminated the word revise.
Turn the Chief Justice's question around for just a moment. Supposing you had a Board of County Commissioners that for whatever reason were unhappy with the executive director of a Veterans Commission, political reasons or otherwise, and they decided to, in fact, cut the budget to a place where it was punitive rather than solving the needs and problems. Given that scenario, where would we be, given that the review is abuse of discretion, which is a very high standard, moral obliquity, ill will? How would we ever review a county commissioner's decision based on that standard with an underlying political animus?
To the extent that a Board of County Commissioners revision of a proposed budget results in the inability of the Veterans Services Commission to adequately implement and pursue the mandates of statute, then by definition there has been an abuse of discretion regardless of the motive. I respectfully submit to the court that the Veterans Services has certain benefits and certain services that by statute they provide. County commissioners do not adequately fund to provide those services. It doesn't matter what the reason was. You have an abuse of discretion.
Thank you, Mr. Hurst.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, you use your time, but take a minute for rebuttal.
Mr. Brown, did you join Mr. Kaplan in presenting additional authority to us, the Purdy case?
No, Your Honor, I did not. I don't disagree with it, but we did not submit independently, no.
What proposition did you cite to us our recent Purdy case for? And if you don't know, that's fine.
The Purdy case had to do with the statutory language regarding an election, qualifications for election, as I recall.
Yeah, I wrote the case, and I was trying to figure out what pertinence.
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor. Mr. Kaplan submitted that, Your Honor. I did not think that was particularly critical in rebuttal. I apologize.
Thank you. That's fine.
Okay. May it please the Court, a couple of points I would like to make on rebuttal, and I know our time is brief. But first of all, the one discussion that I've not heard questions regarding is an addition that was made in the statute. And as the Court interprets the legislative intent, one factor taken into consideration is the addition of the phrase shall appropriate, which of course is a mandatory phrasing by the state legislature. And again, so much emphasis has been placed on the deletion of revise, and certainly we contend that's important, but also the addition of other words such as proposed budget, et cetera. Again, we would draw this Court's attention to the phrasing shall appropriate.
Shall appropriate really doesn't get you over the hurdle entirely, does it? Because shall appropriate, the issue's how much, isn't it? They have to appropriate. They don't want to make that even an issue, that you've got to do it once you come up with the number.
I would disagree with the Court's interpretation of that, and I see your rationale, but I would disagree to the extent that if it shall appropriate where it is in the statute, it's not placed in such a position to say shall appropriate that money approved by the county commissioners. Okay? Mm-hmm. It shall appropriate funds to the commission pursuant to, and then talks about the methodology of appropriating that money. And again, we would contend that that shall appropriate language, together with the deletion of revise post Pickaway County, is indicative of the legislature's intent to, again, vest the discretionary control of the budget back with the Veterans Service Commission.
Thank you.
Yes. Justice Sweeney, you had asked Mr. Kaplan about the experience with respect to funding requests. I believe on page 22 in Exhibit A of our brief, we addressed at least the experience in Gallia County, which was a repeated request for money and the actual appropriation being less than that number. I would also like to address the issue raised
Very quickly.
Yes, sir. Just for one moment. The issue raised by Mr. Hurst with respect to return to the certification language, and again, it is our contention that certainly would be one method that the legislature would have had to deal with this, but post-Pickaway County, they went into the statute, took out the key word being revised, added the shall appropriate language, and it is our opinion that they felt that that was sufficient rather than going back to the certification language.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Your case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.